I am in Africa's largest refugee camp, Bidibidi, particularly in Zone 2. Women are coming from all directions for meeting to discuss way forward as far as the next course of action is concerned. This group in particular are known as Women at Work, and they want to continue to push for more women rights amid their rigid culture that naturally designates men as superiors over their female counterparts. These refugee women are inspired by the local women in the surrounding areas of various camps, according to one group member.
As we campaign to mount a host community,
as you can see, our members from the host communities are taking active part in competing with men, and everything there is balanced. And that's why during our elections in the camp, Women at Work had to provide the women candidates with some few affordable logistics.
All of these refugee women come from South Sudan after they fled brutal war there. It is a whole social movement taking place in Bidibidi, even in all the other neighboring refugee camps. Women meetings such as this, which is held by Women at Work, are catalysts to dismantling rigid leadership structure in refugee camps.
The disadvantaged part is that like most of the chances are taken up by men, but we don't feel like our voices are heard. So one time, in time to come, we also want to be on top of men so that our voices as women will be also heard.
Here in Bidibidi, policies, perceptions and responses are constantly changing due to such movements led by refugee women themselves. However, such phenomenon of movements that are seemingly spreading in all refugee camps has not been taken lightly, especially by men who feel their social status is under attack. Girga Charles, who holds Refugee Welfare Council 3, one of the highest positions, is taking the swift changes seriously, and he tactically brushes aside the new trend.
And some community members, they consider women being as a weaker people, weaker sex.
Practically, Charles heads Zone 2 of Bidibidi refugee camp, and he believes authorities that are supporting women movement across refugee camps should take it slow. He urges that coming from South Sudan culture that shuns women, the idea of women emancipation will take long to get accepted, or else their action is likely to jeopardize social fabrics that are holding the society together.